Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Monday, November the 22nd, is the week of Thanksgiving. We have a lot to be thankful for, and then there are things that maybe you'll be thinking, geez, I wish that didn't happen, or I wish that wasn't the way it was. So there's always creative ways of looking at the good stuff and maybe having them overwhelm the things that are not considered so good. What I consider so good and for whom I am thankful, the list includes Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, you, and all the folks that listen here to Doug Steffen and the ladies on the DJV program. I don't know what quite to make. I'm trying not to be political about Kyle Rittenhouse, because I'm not normally my whole life.
I think
is
we should probably, before we get there, we should probably talk about the top story, which is the fact that these kids were plowed over by a car in a Christmas parade in Wisconsin. I mean, there's a lot to talk about with Kyle Rittenhouse, but unfortunately, those headlines have been pushed aside because this was a tremendously awful attack. And if you haven't heard about it yet, on Sunday evening about 5 o'clock, there was a Christmas parade that was happening. Last year's was canceled, so this year's there's a lot of people out there, a lot of kids. They were waiting for Santa Claus to come. The marching bands were walking down the street, these dance troops, and this Ford SUV comes plowing through the barricades and plowing down the middle of the parade route. And it's still really, it's unknown just how many people have died at this point yet. They're being very quiet about who did this and what the motivation was and how many people died, because there are so many kids that have been brought up into this. But as we talk today, they did confirm that there are multiple casualties. I think 22 or 24 people have been brought to the hospital, adults and children, kind of split down the middle. And it's awful. I mean,
this is horrific.
Okay, so it is awful. But what is there that we're going to,
it
other
feels
than
like
making
a terrorist
people
attack,
aware of?
Because it really feels like that what happened on the Upper West Side along the West Side Highway when the guy rented that truck from Home Depot and just plowed people down in the walk path.
Why do people do this?
Well, that was a terrorist attack.
Well,
I don't know what this is.
Why does somebody want to be a terrorist? Why does somebody want to take into his or her hands the fate of so many people? What is there? Why are
producing so much anger? There's so many different kinds of terrorism. And look, unless this was a drunk driver gone wrong, which seems really unlikely, because if you watch the video that's out there, I mean, this was very intentional looking. They also say they have a person of interest in custody, and that many of the news outlets are reporting that a car with a crumpled up front end was found. But the other weird element of this is that they cut the power in the neighborhood. So I don't know. And again, we can't say exactly for sure what's going on, because the police have been very quiet, which leads me to believe that this was some kind of terror attack. Now, if it's, you know, there's two different kinds. We've got domestic terror and we have terror from outside the country, both of them provoking fear and trying to create chaos. There have been reports on the internet that the person of interest that was taken in custody. There's been a name that's been floating around. I don't think it's appropriate for us to give that name unless we know for sure that it's the suspect. But that person is someone who is known to have some ties to the Black Lives Matter group. Whether or not that's true or not, why would we even say it if we didn't know? Why I'm saying I don't want to bring up the name. This is just some of the stuff that's been floating around on the internet. If that's something, then maybe you do have a connection to the Kyle Rittenhouse. I don't know. But at this point, it's to make people afraid. And it's to take people, it's to make people feel like they can't be safe anywhere. And it's just, Well, it's very disheartening.
So, yeah, but we're digging a hole here. And I did want to go. I want to go back to the Kyle Rittenhouse thing because I think there's a huge hole that's been created by that, and where we are back to the thrills and spills of being a huge country that really doesn't have as much control of what's going on. The government doesn't, and leadership doesn't, and I think most of us realize that we don't have much control over anything except our immediate lives. How we live our life, what we tell our children, what we tell our grandchildren, the models that we present, that is, are we living lives that are whole and solid and valuable and useful? Or are we spending all of our time complaining about what it is that's wrong with the country instead of the stuff that's good? And the reason I say that, Jennifer, is because as I was listening, I was on hold for about an hour on your station on Saturday, because I wanted to have a nice chat with Warren Eckstein, who's celebrating his 40th year.
Did you do that this year?
Yeah. And I listened to a lot of promotions and a lot of commercials on the station for various things. And even though I don't, the presentation is a little harder than I would like, or what I would listen to a lot, that is the Christian and conservative stuff. But what I listened to and what I took away was a positive approach. Whether you have to be that way to be positive or not is an argument. But the positive approach to what's good about America. And so we get into these discussions. Is this an example of America crumbling? Is there too much media, too much speculation, too much of this and too much of that, too many people, blah, blah, blah? Well, if you get yourself wrapped around all of this stuff, and yes, I think we need to talk about it and acknowledge what happened and try to ferret out what it is that makes people do this. Why do people love it here? Why do people hate it here? What is there that we're dealing with in 2021? And so, because there's no such thing as perfection, everybody wants to pick apart things. You know, is Joe Biden responsible for Kyle Rittenhouse? No. But there, you know, a lot of people, politically, this is going to be, bring it down to your own being. Bring it down to your own family. Bring it down to your life and your world. And most of the time, this stuff doesn't have any impact on you or your world, other than maybe wanting to express yourself. And this is a program about expressions and what is going on. And I don't mean to sound like a professor or a lecturer, but, it seems to me that the more we rip ourselves apart, the easier it is for us to fall apart. And so wherever this guy came from, it'll be very interesting. I thought what you were going to say is that this fellow had a Middle Eastern name. And
he doesn't. Otherwise, I would have said that, but he does not. Yeah, and yeah. There,
well,
there
we don't know the identity, but
right. Just the name, and this is why I was really clear to say the name that's been floating around on social media until it's confirmed. I don't think.
Well,
we should
but
be
no social media, according to us, is full of garbage, right, Jay?
Yep,
the things that are on social media are not to be, for the most part, believed. And so if it's light and airy and it's a story about some celebrity, okay. But in this circumstance, the rumors fall, and as far as I'm concerned, on deaf ears. So, and that, again, back to the Kyle Rittenhouse thing for a second, I think it's pretty disgusting on both sides. And when I say both sides, guilty, not guilty, I don't understand how a 17-year-old kid can carry an automatic rifle into... How does a 17-year-old kid get a rifle? He's not even found guilty of that.
Right. He got a gun. And then he illegally crossed state lines.
Yeah,
guys, I just don't understand.
Guys, it's not illegal to cross state lines in this country. We don't have passports.
Okay.
His father, he worked in Kenosha.
Kid.
His father lives in Kenosha. There's so much misinformation. It's
Why
not illegal
have
to go
a gun
back and forth
right,
over
at
Wisconsin
17.
And because it's legal in the state of Wisconsin. He
it was an illegal gun.
He illegally possessed that rifle. That's why they dropped the charges.
But
the guy got it at 19.
The reason for the discussion. That's why we're
okay,
having
well, then change the laws. But everybody's going nuts about all these things that are not illegal.
No, and so, we get that, but I just...
but
right,
I,
how
but
is this presented? The kid is obviously...
there's been so much misinformation. If I hear one more
but
time
there's
that
three people who are
lines,
dead.
I mean, I could go
that's
to Nevada
not misinformation.
Right now.
I'm sorry, but like the thing that's really emotional about the Kyle Rittenhouse thing, besides the fact that, you know, and it doesn't matter how good or bad the two people are that he killed. Two people are still dead. And there are a lot of Americans, white and black Americans, who feel that if Kyle Rittenhouse was black, there is no way he would have walked. And every single one of those details that you say, Jen, don't matter, would have been front page news.
You know
black
what?
Kid, he's 17, illegal weapon, crosses state lines,
I
drives
like,
100 miles,
well,
shoots
that's
two
a
people.
What if.
I mean, that's,
but I feel like the same thing, though. I feel like if
really
the
argument.
People who went into the Capitol were black, they wouldn't be in jail right now. How many black people burned buildings in this country last summer, and they didn't even step foot in jail? And you have these people who walked in horns who are now getting 5 years in prison. I mean, there are inequities in our system, and it sucks, and we should fix that. But that doesn't mean that Kyle Rittenhouse.
That's a common sense approach to it. That looking at it that way, that's that viewpoint is a common sense approach. To
I mean,
it. But still,
you just
the
have
specifics
to apply the
here.
Law. I understand that people feel things, but
well, but maybe it is that we change some things. There's nothing about this that sets right with me, and I'm
no
I'm not
it doesn't with
some
a, with a lot
East
of
Coast liberal who you know goes off wild tangents or on wild tangents. I don't think it's a liberal or conservative thing, and I'm really pretty tired of all the labels and all the people being put into a pocket because they have this, that, or the other thing on their mind. This kid was guilty of something.
What?
And guilty of having a gun, shooting somebody, I don't
but
care
he
what.
Wasn't.
He shouldn't have been there.
I just don't understand the difference between what Kyle Rittenhouse was doing, Jen, and the prowler who was wandering through your neighborhood showing off
difference.
A gun to people. If he had shot two people, I think he would have been in
I'll
prison.
I'll tell you the difference is that Kyle Rittenhouse wasn't stealing things. The thing that made this guy illegal is not that he was carrying around his gun. It was that he was stealing things from people's backyard and stealing people's weapons. There wasn't
I get that, but you can't just walk down the street and wave a rifle in the air without getting arrested and charged and found guilty. And then two people are dead now, too?
But they have open carry laws in Wisconsin. So this is what I'm saying.
He didn't have an open carry license, though, did he?
All right, 18 after the hour.
You don't need one.
The DJV download. Every day we have bits and pieces of the program put to good use. That is a way for you to catch up on some of the things that we were talking about that you may not have heard. You can hear the whole program if you want all day, every day at DJV Show. Or you can hear the conversations that are specifically gleaned from all the many, many, many different things we talk about every day here at DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. When you need auto parts, O'ReillyAuto.com is just a couple of clicks away. They offer convenient options for you to get your parts quickly. Order online at O'ReillyAuto.com and pick up free at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. They'll even bring it out to you curbside. Or you can choose to have your parts delivered right to your door with free shipping on most orders that are over $35. Get your auto parts quickly with O'Reilly Auto Parts. Visit O'ReillyAuto.com today. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels, they have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete.
And in an instant, your world flips.
and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Elizabeth.
All right, it's 23 after the hour on the DJV program. We have a very interesting presentation for you in the form of a big contest. And you're going to be the beneficiaries. Won't that be swell? Okay. You want to find out how you can win some swell prizes for Christmas? Help with the Christmas under the tree routine. What am I going to get for this person or that person? Okay. Well, we're here to help you out right after this.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?
All right, so ladies, Jennifer Victoria J is actually not here today, so we're going to go through some of these things. And this may be what gets the most notice, because now through 12 noon on Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, you, as a listener to the DJV program, have a chance to win a Works Prize Package, W-O-R-X, $350, $400. This is good stuff. I have lots of these tools around. The Nitro 20-volt, 20-volt, good, Doug. We talked about elections here. It's a 20-volt drill driver and an impact driver combo, plus the Works Nitro 20-volt, 4.5-inch compact circular saw. These tools have brushless motors. They run 50% longer and are 25% more powerful than the standard brushed motors. That's a little inside baseball, but at any rate, if you go to our social media sites at DJV Show, whether it's Twitter or Instagram, Facebook.com/DJV Show, you can tell us about your favorite holiday memories, all right? The holiday, is, I suppose you can bring Thanksgiving into it if you want to. Thanksgiving, Christmas, best Thanksgiving ever, best Christmas. This is open, again, to Facebook people, to Twitter people, and Instagram people. The rules and more information available at DJVShow.com. And so on Friday, we'll announce the winner of this first week. We're going to do this, I think, 3 or 4 weeks in a row. So we'll have these to give away, and it's kind of a nice... I was going to do a Thanksgiving thing as well. And I thought there were so many... I was asking some people about whether they actually did find a turkey or not, because if you waited this long, at least according to many people, it is hard to find things like turkey and cranberry and all that stuff. Ladies, we both have your turkeys. Are you all set for what
no,
you need?
No, we just ordered... It's just the two of us this year, so we just ordered a catered dinner. So hopefully they don't run out of turkey because that's part of our dinner.
Really?
We're turkey positive, yes.
Turkey positive.
I haven't had, you know, a lot of people have been talking about the supply chain with the Halloween, or the Halloween stuff. What is this holiday Thanksgiving stuff? And I haven't found it yet. Some of the, it's interesting because there's less of the pre-made stuff. You know how stores do some of the more high-end premium pre-made sides? I've noticed there's less of that. And there's less of some of the fresh items, but like if you're still looking for can, it seemed like the canned goods are okay and the frozen green beans and stuff. I think you can still get away with it. It may not be perfect, but you'll get away with it.
Well, because today is National Cranberry Relish Day, it goes all the way, well, this part of the world, New England, where I live, cranberries have been grown since the 12th of never. And so it's been one of those things the Native Americans did. It's a fruit. Did you know that, the cranberry? Was a fruit?
Of course.
Not
yeah.
a veggie? Well,
yeah,
some people think it's a veggie, much as anything
else.
No way.
That means at one point you thought it was. Whatever he lumps in everybody else, we always know.
Anyway, cranberries are good for Thanksgiving, 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Hyundai Motor Company is celebrating the 35th anniversary of its 1986 Grandeur flagship sedan. Grandeur is reinterpreted as an all-electric car with the parametric Pixel exterior lighting that distinguishes its new Ioniq 5 production model and an ultra-modern interior wrapped in burgundy, velvet, and Napa leather. For more automotive news, go to testimiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades. Only available at Walmart.
'Twas the season of cheer, and joy filled the town, except for Scrooge with his perma-frown. The gift of a Peloton bike touched his soul without doubt. When your workout's a joy, it's a joy to work out. This Black Friday, get the original Peloton bike at our best holiday price ever, $1,495, or access membership separate. Terms apply. See website for details.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete. And in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child. And knowing that...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It began like something out of a real-life Christmas story, but it ended in tragedy, as in Waukesha, Wisconsin, an SUV plowed into a Christmas parade. Waukesha Police Chief Daniel Thompson says,
"We do have a person in custody at the moment, but this is still a very fluid investigation."
The latest numbers from police, 5 people were killed, more than 40 others injured, including over a dozen children.
Senator Kirsten Gillibrand says Senator Joe Manchin is making strides on the issue of paid leave in the Build Back Better bill. During an interview on CBS's Face the Nation, the New York Democrat said she's optimistic they can find some common ground as the Senate prepares to take up the social spending bill after the Thanksgiving break. The University of Florida giving Coach Dan Mullen the boot after a losing streak, let go in the middle of his fourth season after the Gators lost 4 of their last 5 games. And this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As border guru, Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership to the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border last week. Another caravan with an estimated 2,000 people is approaching the border. Retired ICE Director Tom Holman tells Fox News it took only 9 months to destroy our secure border.
I wrote an op-ed a year ago saying Joe Biden becoming president will lose control of the border, not just the illegal immigration. When you open the border like he has done, you open up just not the illegal immigration, you open up the illegal drug flow. Record amount of fentanyl has entered this country this year under that open border. That killed over 100,000 people. That number just came out. 100,000 overdose deaths. DEA says 95% of fentanyl comes across the southwest border. That shouldn't surprise anybody. As far as terrorism, when that border is vulnerable, you got 400,000 gotaways. Add to the 1.7 million they encountered, which is really 1.9. You add to the 400,000 gotaways, you take the fact that Border Patrol's already arrested 14 people on the FBI screening database. How many of that 400,000 were known suspected terrorists were also in that screening database? These are people that don't want to get caught. This border is more vulnerable right now than it's ever been. The Biden administration took the most secure border I've seen in my career and unsecured it within 9 months. Record number of illegal immigration, record number of drug flow. And look, when you open the border like that, record amount of COVID and other diseases come across that border. It's just not an illegal immigration issue anymore. It's a national security issue. It's a public safety issue because of the fentanyl that's come across that border and the criminals that come across the border.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Monday, November the 22nd, Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Jennifer Horn here on the DJV program. Jay's missing today, back on tomorrow. I was reading a book this weekend. I happen to have, I just kind of zoned out on Saturday night, had dinner with some friends and neighbors, and then came back here. And there's a new book out about Jimmy Morrison of the Doors. I don't know if you've seen it or not. And in the book, there are a lot of the lyrics from this guy who was basically a movie. He went to movie school. He wanted to be a movie producer, but then lost interest. I think it was when he started taking drugs, frankly. And looking through some of the albums and some of the individual songs, I remember I liked The Doors. I always thought The Doors were great. And then, but you know, when you listen to a song, I'm not sure whether you ladies are like this or not, but when I listen, I'm listening to music. I'm not necessarily listening to the lyrics, because I find with that song that Coldplay did a couple, 3 years ago, it was so hard to figure out what the lyrics were. The song that they supposedly stole from the guitarist, what was his name? Seriachi or Strafacci or whatever the hell his name was. Anyway, the Ghost song from the album An American Prayer, the lyric line includes this: "The day's divinity is the first thing you see." So if you're just getting up, when you get up in the morning, what do you look out the window and see? Do you see, even if it's a cloudy, rainy day, like it is where I am today, do you see how marvelous it is that we go from sunrise to sunset, that we have all these things that grow? You know, we spend so much time talking about this stuff with Kenosha and, you know, whether Manchin's a bad guy because he's getting money from Republicans, all of that sort of thing. But if you put that aside and just look at, and maybe I've become a little more philosophical because my second grandson was born last week and have been inundated with videos and conversations with my children, some more pictures that I'll post on my page and on the DJV show of this little munchkin that has come out. One of the cutest pictures, I think you saw it, Victoria, was Miles holding his cousin.
Oh, I saw it. So cute.
And Megan and Brendan together holding him. It's just, you know, that's the stuff that it seems to me life should be made out of.
Aren't you excited you get to meet him?
Yeah. Wednesday night, he and I will take
a
tour around
the town. What was the first thing you do when you met Miles or your kids? Do you, like, count fingers and toes? What do you do?
I just look at him and I hold him and try to get the heartbeat. I actually was conscious of this with Miles. I put his heart next to my heart. And I wonder if that's not a good way of connecting.
Uh-oh.
You know? Yeah.
There you go, Jen.
Sorry.
I have the
power of tears.
Yes, right. All right, anyway, the other things that are going on in the world, the Senate Foreign Relations Chairman, Bob Menendez, who's from your state, Victoria, has introduced an amendment that would trigger a cascade of sanctions against the Russians. And by God, it's time. I mean, these people are getting away with literally murder. And we're not paying, we pay a lot of attention appropriately to the Chinese. But the Russians are, they're under cover of darkness or under cover of China or under cover of whatever. They're getting away. They've built a massive military. And they're using it when, you know, they're back to Ukraine. They're trying to, you know, get in there. And so now there are sanctions, or are there, the proposal. Why does it take Menendez to do it? Why doesn't the president do it? Why isn't everybody in the world doing it? Why does it take somebody
in
the
Senate bill? It's part of the National Defense Authorization Act. Well, because then that could be, that gets very sticky for a president because it's like, yeah, I don't know. I just think it's better when
presidents
it goes through the proper.
People.
Yeah, but I think it's better when it goes through a bill in the proper channels, and I don't know. I think most people are more comfortable with that.
I'm not comfortable.
I don't think the administration wants to make a move, and they're typically. I mean, if you look at the foreign policy of the Democrat Party, and I'm not just saying Biden, but Obama before that, they were very slow in making moves that like that because. It was not a foreign policy that was very in your face from both of these administrations, so I think it's pretty consistent. It was always kind of a, you know, we're just hanging back kind of policy, and it's, I don't know, right or
but
wrong.
But if this
passes, think that's great. I typically don't, but yeah.
I mean, if this passes, though, this is going to force Biden's hand. He won't have a choice.
Which
if
is
Russia
what
invades
yeah.
Ukraine, then all of this is on the table. Now, this act hasn't been. It hasn't been passed yet, but this is just what the proposal is. So Menendez is he's the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, so that's where this is coming from. So we'll see. I mean, it does send a pretty strong message because the type of sanctions can be crippling to Russia's economy. So we'll see.
Well, about time they were put in their place. You know, it was very interesting over the weekend. Some of you may have seen this, and I hesitated when I first looked at it. I said, okay, you know what, I'm not really going to talk about this. And then I thought to myself, well, for all the people that are acting as apologists for Biden's kid, there seems to be unrefutable evidence that he paved the way for some big deal with a Chinese tech company. And I don't know the details. I just saw that, and I thought to myself, well, Jennifer's been saying that for a long time, and I don't know how much better our lives are for knowing that. But what'd you say?
You guys have told me what a dork I was.
I haven't seen. Well, I haven't seen anything that's any real evidence. The laptop's been in the FBI's possession. There hasn't been anything concrete that's come from that. So I don't know what you read.
The FBI's covering up that information. But
I'm just
not just him, Doug.
There are a lot of people who would easily jump on this.
I don't
John Kerry's
son, Carrey's
son but, no, John Kerry's son and Hunter Biden had a business, essentially, where they were pulling this money in from China.
Hmm. All right, the Chinese, speaking of China, the Chinese tennis player, she's been found and she's safe. Where is she? Her name is Peng Shui.
Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah, okay, so there are pictures, but are they pictures that show her smiling and happy, or is
there's
it just a picture of her?
No, there's a picture of her out at a restaurant in Beijing, and so, you know, a lot the Women's National Tennis Committee, they basically were like, okay, that's great that, you know, she explained to us in the Olympic Committee that she's safe and well and living at home, and then she wants her privacy, but it still doesn't mean that she's not living there under censorship or coercion. So, I mean, it doesn't really do much. It's China covering up, oh, well, see, there she is. She's out, and she's alive and well, and she's not being tortured. And, you know, that's what they did. They basically sent paparazzi out to a restaurant to photograph her having dinner. So it doesn't change a lot of people's
minds. And probably right
back
to jail. I mean, if she was brave enough to say that the Chinese Communist Party, a retired official, had sexually abused her, she'd be brave enough to say, I'm still alive, I'm still here. This story smells so funny to me.
Well, it's
not
China.
Like someone who makes...
Who do you think you're dealing
with? Yeah,
can't
make those big claims and then disappear and go, yeah, everything's great. She would have come out months ago or weeks ago and said that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it seems to me... we have too much tolerance for China, in an outward sense. Individually, we're all getting it, or most people are getting it, and acting accordingly. Hopefully, the amount of material that we buy in our for Christmas things that are gifts that are hard made, you know, somewhere, but hopefully not in China. Are you actually looking at the gifts? Are you conscious of the things that you're buying, whether it be online? Or whether it be, unbelievably indicting NPR story about Amazon. And I don't know if you ladies have seen it, but those of you who are buying things on Amazon, you may want to hold on a little bit. Or you can reference this. I'm sure all you have to do is Google NPR and Amazon, and you'll come up with this story. This is a report on Morning Edition yesterday, lasted almost a half an hour, looking into what is being done by third party. The story was of a woman who started a little business, and then she started advertising her product, which was very unique online, and then somebody came along with the help of insiders in Amazon and ripped her off. And then the guy who was responsible for it, who happens to be a Middle Eastern shark, he sued this woman because he said she was stealing his stuff. And there were all kinds of investigations. And NPR, I'm not always thrilled with their political point of view, but I do like the in-depth stuff that they do. And in this circumstance, it's so indicting of Amazon, so indicting of the system, so indicting of doing business with such a huge company that's so out of control that you just, you know, you kind of wonder, I would ask myself, why would you buy anything there, given what information came out of this? But I'm sure the two of you went to Google it already. It's really a sad story for people who are starting businesses and they get sucked into trying to sell their stuff on Amazon. It also shows you how Amazon has become so callous as to it took them months and months after this woman who started the store selling jade products, ball that's used in Chinese medicine to sort of calm your nerves. It's really kind of a cool thing. But she had an exclusive, and this guy stole it from her. And he apparently stole lots of things from lots of other people and has made himself a lot of money. And nobody, they'd go to Amazon and Amazon say, well, what do you want from us? That kind of stuff. It really is. I would think twice about buying anything from Amazon, frankly. And I don't mind saying that because I don't like companies that are that big and that powerful and get away with this kind of stuff, frankly. Because that's what they're doing. They're getting away with things that they ought not to get away with. So a word to the wise hopefully is sufficient. In a moment, Benson and Stabler. Sounds like a law firm, but you know who I'm talking about if you're a Law & Order fan. Wait till you hear what's going on with them right after this.
Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Welcome to Tune In and Tune Up, your one-stop shop for fast facts and timely tips, powered by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Driving on underinflated tires is never a good idea. It can lower your car's fuel economy and cause a possible blowout on the road. So get in the habit of checking your tire pressure manually. Head on over to O'Reilly and pick up a good tire pressure gauge, as well as a portable tire inflator or mini air compressor. Be sure to fill your tires to the pressure recommended by your car's manufacturer, and not the PSI level indicated on the actual tires. Check out more helpful do-it-yourself tips at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S-S. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website. It works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Shop on eBay this holiday season to get more for your dough on stand mixers.
Mm.
Or get more for your buck on this season's hottest tech and gaming gear. And on eBay, you can even get more Thanksgiving deals with a second helping of savings. The holidays are here. You can get more because you save more on premium brands with eBay's exclusive Thanksgiving deals. Get more when you get it on eBay.
Aha! Actually, the theme for the new Law & Order, Law & Order organized crime thing that has Stabler is the star, Stabler is the star, Maloney is the star. That there's an orchestration at the beginning of it, if you find that, if you can find it, it's new, but it's one of the most uplifting things when you listen to it. You get all the Law & Order themes are the same, basically, the same tenant, but they're modified a little bit for the different programs. But this one is really amazing. So Mariska Hargitay and Christopher Maloney, their characters from Law & Order, Olivia Benson and Elliot Stabler, have been a will-they-or-won't-they duo for a long a long time. But there's a promo, I saw this myself, teasing a romance. It's for the December 9th Law & Order Special Victims Unit and Organized Crime crossover, and it has the fellow who used to be the attorney, district attorney representing the bad guy, Wheatley, who's Dylan McDermott. If you've seen the show, you know what happens. But anyway, the teaser has the two of them holding hands and Benson telling Stabler, we'll take it one day at a time, whatever, we'll take it one step at a time. Anyway, but there's been a lot of, you can hear it in my voice, there's been a lot of, and they're great friends, in person. But it's kind of a fun thing. It's something to talk about. And maybe it is only for those of us who like them. So that there's some interest. Anyway, 10 before the hour, it's the DJV program.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
All right, 53 after the hour. Tech Talk time for this Monday. Doug with Victoria Keelan. And the first story focuses on a group of attorneys general from states all around the country. What are they doing?
Yeah, so this is a coalition of state attorneys general. They're launching an investigation into how Instagram, which of course is owned by Facebook / Meta, how they draw in young users and how it affects their well-being. And some of the states have already moved forward with this. The Meta has made it clear, and Meta again is the new Facebook parent name. You know, essentially they're just trying to get you to stop saying Facebook and negative stuff in the same sentence. So they've renamed it Meta.
Yeah.
So okay. Now Meta has made it clear that they want to entice young users in order to, you know, compete with companies like TikTok and Snapchat. But the attorneys general are investigating the photo and video sharing app in response to revelations from Facebook whistleblower Frances Hogan, however you say her name. Mm-hmm. So this is the internal research that showing Meta knew Instagram could have negative effects on young users. So at least 8 states, including New York, Nebraska, and Massachusetts, are involved in this. Tech companies like Meta have, as we know, armies of lawyers and endless funds to fight off this, you know, state action. But this coalition of attorneys general could definitely, this investigation could easily turn into a multi-state lawsuit, which makes it much more public and much more expensive for Meta. And so earlier this year, a federal district judge dismissed a state AG antitrust lawsuit against Meta, but this is a different angle. This is going at it with different information, and again, from the whistleblower, and I think a lot of I think after she talked about that internal report, which admits all the negative, harmful things that, you know, that these social media sites, especially Instagram, the effects that it can have on young people, I think this is definitely something that a lot more parents are aware of now. And so I think that this, however this moves forward with this coalition, I think we're going to see a lot of people much more interested and following along with this case. And so the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, said that the coalition will not hesitate to take whatever action is necessary to protect children and young adults from the harms of Instagram. And then in Nebraska, that AG said social media platforms treat our children as mere commodities, and they've been manipulating them for longer screen time and engagement and data extraction, and it's imperative for the state attorneys general to engage our investigation authority. So this is under consumer protection laws. It's kind of similar to the Amazon story you were telling earlier, Doug. This is kind of, they're lumping it really into that same category. So we'll see where it goes. But
Amazon, Facebook, these huge, big companies are not your friends at all. So maybe you need to be thinking about buying local and sharing information from local sources. 56 past the hour, Iran is in our focus next.
Hi, I'm the nutritionist known as the Diet Diva, Tara Collingwood, here to explain why almonds are a great choice during National Healthy Skin Month, which is recognized each November. Research shows that eating almonds may help benefit skin by reducing wrinkles, skin pigmentation, and damage from UVB rays. A study found that postmenopausal women who ate 2 ounces of almonds a day over 3 months had a 16% reduction in wrinkle severity and a 20% reduction in uneven skin tone. Another study from UCLA showed that Asian American women, 18 to 45, who snacked on just 1.5 ounces of almonds daily increased their skin's resistance to UVB rays. Eating almonds may increase protection from sun damage along with applying sunscreen. As we age, people spend so much time on our daily skincare routine, but who knew that snacking on almonds may be one tasty way to reduce wrinkles? I'm Tara Collingwood, diet and nutrition expert. For more information, visit almonds.com.
All right, this is not a shocker, Victoria, given the fact that it's who it is, right? These people are incorrigible. All right, tell the story about the election misinformation.
Yeah, so a federal grand jury in New York has indicted 2 Iranian nationals on charges related to a cyber-based disinformation campaign to undermine voter confidence and sow discord in the 2020 election. This indictment alleges that the hackers claimed to be members of the Proud Boys and sent messages to thousands of voters threatening them with physical injury if they didn't vote for President Trump. For Donald Trump, who was running for re-election. So the director of national intelligence warned that Iran and Russia had obtained voter registration information. Remember this back in early 2020? This is before the election. And so the hackers have also demanded that registered voters change their party affiliation to Republican, adding, quote, "We all know which candidate you voted for." I mean, this is like, this is crazy. And so a lot of people who were on the other end of this is American, mostly Americans, but the British intelligence, Australian officials have all been tracking this stuff too. But yeah, this is just nuts. Talk about outside influence.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thanks for the update, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.